Задание Б2. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «эй-и» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В списке 1-6 есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I live in the country, but I've always wanted to move to a big city. I think that there are more career opportunities there, more jobs, people can get a better education and better medical services there. There is more entertainment in the city too. You can go to theatres, cinemas and clubs. There are lots of people everywhere. You'll never get bored. I'll move to the city as soon as I get an opportunity to do so.
Speaker B. I live in a big city, in a new, fast-developing area. Most of the buildings were built not long ago, so the area has a modern look and is comfortable to live in. There are shops, cinemas, schools, hospitals, sports centers, and parks within easy reach of my house. Right in front of my house, there's a bus stop, so I have no problem getting to the center or any other part of the city. Speaker C.
We've just moved house, and now I live in a new, modern building in the centre of the city. My window has a view of a busy street, but the interior creates a nice and peaceful atmosphere. The walls are painted light green, and the furniture is in warm brown and creamy colours. There's a plasma TV and a portable audio centre. I like drawing, and there are several of my pieces on the walls. I think they look nice there.
Speaker D. Everybody wants their home to be a safe, nice, and comfortable place, but their ideas of comfort and beauty are very different. In hot climates, people sometimes make their homes underground. Living underground, however, doesn't mean living in dark, dirty, and damp caves. Modern underground homes are light. They are beautifully designed, nicely furnished, and very comfortable to live in. Speaker E.
When we were walking along the main street, the guide pointed to an ordinary-looking house and said that the place had a history. During the war, a famous doctor lived there. He arranged a hospital in his own home and saved lots of people. Now nobody lives in the house. There's a museum of science and medicine there. The museum has very interesting exhibits on the history of medical science.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
I live in the country, but I've always wanted to move to a big city. I think that there are more career opportunities there, more jobs, people can get a better education and better medical services there. There is more entertainment in the city too. You can go to theatres, cinemas and clubs. There are lots of people everywhere. You'll never get bored. I'll move to the city as soon as I get an opportunity to do so.
Speaker B. I live in a big city, in a new, fast-developing area. Most of the buildings were built not long ago, so the area has a modern look and is comfortable to live in. There are shops, cinemas, schools, hospitals, sports centers, and parks within easy reach of my house. Right in front of my house, there's a bus stop, so I have no problem getting to the center or any other part of the city. Speaker C.
We've just moved house, and now I live in a new, modern building in the center of the city. My window has a view of a busy street, but the interior creates a nice and peaceful atmosphere. The walls are painted light green, and the furniture is in warm brown and creamy colors. There's a plasma TV and a portable audio center. I like drawing, and there are several of my pieces on the walls. I think they look nice there.
Speaker D. Everybody wants their home to be a safe, nice, and comfortable place, but their ideas of comfort and beauty are very different. In hot climates, people sometimes make their homes underground. Living underground, however, doesn't mean living in dark, dirty, and damp caves. Modern underground homes are light. They are beautifully designed, nicely furnished, and very comfortable to live in. Speaker E.
When we were walking along the main street, the guide pointed to an ordinary-looking house and said that the place had a history. During the war, a famous doctor lived there. He arranged a hospital in his own home and saved lots of people. Now nobody lives in the house. There's a museum of science and medicine there. The museum has very interesting exhibits on the history of medical science.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.